I'm John Osier with a welcome home edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Paul from Jacksonville writes, John, did I read right? Is Blaine Gabbert starting again? Really? Well, Gabbert will start Sunday against Indianapolis. He had the last stitches removed from his throwing hand on Sunday, and the next day, Gus Bradley named him the starter for the weekend. That's the right thing. He's the best quarterback on the team. He gives this offense the best chance to succeed. Add all that to the fact that the Jaguars need to find out once and for all what he can do, and it's the move that had to be made. Now, Joyce from Orlando, Florida writes, so seriously, what is it that you have against Josh Scobie? Can't say. Now, Biff from the North Side writes, be straight with us. How much is there to this Blaine Gabbert needs to relax theory? Well, Bradley talked about this on Monday, that he wants Gabbert to play with freedom and stop worrying about letting his teammates down if he's not perfect. And there may be something to that theory. Gabbert has talent and he's dedicated. It may be that he needs to stop worrying and just play. That's going to be the message. We'll see how he responds. Now, Ed from Brisbane, Florida writes, JP Shatter, why not? Yeah, why not? Now, Eddie from Immokalee, Florida writes, I've had it with the whole Gus Bradley positivity. How can he talk every week about the team getting better when it's clear it's not? Well, mainly because Bradley doesn't see it that way. He sees this as a young team that's at the beginning stage of growing into what it will be. There will be mistakes, and early on there have been difficult times. But Bradley likes the enthusiasm and the approach, and he believes that's a big part of what the Jaguars are trying to build. He said he's not going to discourage that by being negative, certainly not 3 weeks into this. Now, John from Newark, New Jersey writes, despite what you may tell yourself, when you food binge for 10 days, gain goodness knows how much weight, and you're eating that last bite of chocolate cake at 2 a.m. on the plane ride home somewhere over Arkansas, do you honestly, truly believe the cake is balanced out just because you mix in the fruit plate? No. Now, Matt from Jacksonville Beach writes, can anything be done about the offensive line? I mean, how bad does it have to be before we see some changes? Personnel, scheme, anything. The Jaguars are studying this. I don't think you'll see changes in personnel in the interior of the line yet, but Brad Meester and Will Rackley particularly need to play better. Scheme could be addressed. The zone blocking approach implemented over the offseason won't be abandoned, but Bradley did say the team could use both zone blocking and gap blocking schemes in the future. Jordan from Ponte Vedra Beach writes, I understand Denard Robinson isn't the answer at quarterback, but why don't they run a few wildcat plays with him? The Jaguars have done this. On Sunday, one of those plays resulted in a fumble. The Jaguars are at a point where they need to simplify what they're doing and make sure they do what they do well. After that, then maybe it would be time to start utilizing wrinkles. Now, Charles from Ann Arbor, Michigan writes, hey, Ozone, welcome back to Jax. Tough trip on the field. Tough off the field, too? Well, no doubt the week was long. With Air Ozone flying to San Jose, busing to Fremont, to Oakland, back to Fremont, back and forth to San Jose, flying to Seattle, and finally, mercifully, back to Jacksonville early Monday. How did all this get handled? How was chaos averted? Well, simple. The calming presence of Jaguars logistical guy Hamza Ahmad. New to the organization and crucial on road trips and all other things, logistics. Now, as you might expect, Ahmad and Ozone have similarities. Each is devilishly handsome, hip, magnetic, if you will. Each is cool under pressure, smooth and at his best in time-oriented, detailed road situations. Not that we didn't make time in Cali for R&R. Shattuck partook in his usual activities, rooftopping, cruising, lounging, and eaten.
Oh my chicken pie!
And Jaguars PR worked tirelessly and stayed nourished as well. Now as for Ahmad and I, there were hiccups. He started the week under the impression I was just another employee and didn't respond that great to my request for an extra banky. But nothing says Ozone like mocking, pouting, and extreme reactions. And once Ahmad realized who I was and what I stood for, we settled into the expected pattern. He got Team Jaguar through Cali week without a snag. Well, I conducted my doings with expected decorum. So in the end, what did we learn about one another? Well, I learned, kidding aside, Ahmad's a great hire. Just the guy to get Family Jaguar to and from safely and soundly. As for Ahmad, well, after our week in California, I'd say he knows exactly how he feels about the Ozone, too.